And right now, it is Jason Gotch with you on SB Nation Radio. We're going to tell you that another game has gone final. But before we do that, let's go right back out to Charlotte. And we are pleased to be joined by UMBC head coach Ryan Odom, whose team again made history with a 20-point win as a 16 seed over top seed Virginia. Hey, coach, you're on with Jason Gotch. Congratulations on your team making history in the NCAA tournament.
Thanks so much, Jason. Yeah, it was a special night. I'm so happy for our three seniors and the rest of the team and staff. Amazing.
Hey, what's going through your mind as those final seconds are ticking off and knowing what your team accomplished? I mean, coach, 135-0, that's what number one seeds were until your team pulled off that stunning upset.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we did it. I mean, that's what was going through my mind. You know, our guys did it. And, you know, KJ ran over to me and he went, "I told you." So that was a special moment with him. But, you know, these kids have confidence. And, you know, it was so good for me to see them smile like that. And they deserve it because they've worked hard.
Hey, tell me what makes this team so special, because I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I saw you play, and I think this is the first time a lot of people in America saw your team play. But what they saw was, these guys just don't belong. These guys aren't just beating Virginia. They beat them by 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously, you know, Virginia was a little bit wounded, you know, without having Hunter, and, you know, they got in foul trouble in the first half, so that certainly helped us, and we stayed in the game. And that helped our confidence. 21-21, our guys felt like they could play with them at that point. And it was just a matter of coming out of the second half and establishing ourselves. I thought our defense was tremendous throughout the game. And second half, the defense kind of helped our offense get going. And our guys are pretty tough to deal with when they're playing, you know, stop to score. And, you know, we were able to spread them out in transition, and we got some threes off. They're so hard to score on, and, you know, they knock so many balls loose. I thought our guys did a good job of, you know, not turning it over too much, you know, to be honest. You know, we knew that we had to win the 3-point, line as well, and that was huge for us.
Hey, Coach, tell me more about Jairus Lyles. What a performance by him, the senior, 28 points. When you guys needed a bucket, he was able to get it for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's a special player, special person. Just so excited that he decided to come back. You know, he had opportunities to go elsewhere, you know, after last season. And he wanted to finish that out with his boys and his coaches and his president, honestly, here at UMBC. He knew it was more of a 40-year decision than anything. And, you know, I'm just so happy that he's being rewarded for that. I mean, what a shot at the America East Championship, and then to play like he did today. It was really special.
Hey, Coach, how about for you? Of course, your dad, Dave, was a legendary college basketball coach. I'm sure you're going to share this moment, reflect on it with him. But maybe if you could elaborate about the relationship you guys have and how he helped get you to the point you are here today.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think he, you know, it all started at Virginia, to be honest, when he was an assistant coach. You know, I was in the third grade and then all the way through about ninth grade. And that's where, you know, basketball became my first love. You know, I'd go home from school. We lived two doors down from Coach Holland. And I'd ride my bike across the bridge and go to practice every day and see Coach Holland, coach some amazing players. And he was an amazing coach, at the time. He was going toe-to-toe with Dean Smith and the best of them. And the family atmosphere that he created there was so special. And you know, I realize that now. That's kind of where it all started.
Hey, Coach, final question. We appreciate you being so generous with your time. This isn't football. You don't get to sit around for a week and kind of revel in this and prepare. 2 days from now, you're going to have to play Kansas State in round number two. What do you guys need to do to be successful and make it to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't taken a look at them yet, to be honest. I know they had a great win today. Coach Weber's a great coach. The first thing we've got to do is get back to the hotel and get some rest, get some ice on these knees and try to do it all over again.
Hey, Coach, congratulations. Go have some more celebration time and best of luck going forward. Appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thanks so much.